Hello and welcome to It Doesn't Work That Way with me, Kalisha Zachary.
And me, Kishelle Zachary.
Hi, Kishelle.
Hi, Kalisha.
How are you today?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just can't
hide. Hey, una momento. We may not have no licensing for that. So let's back that back. Let's back that back.
The It Doesn't Work That Way podcast offers an enlightening perspective into the experiences of both independent creatives and seasoned industry professionals across television, film, journalism, and beyond. Hosted by the wonderful Kalisha Zachary and myself, Kishelle Zachary, experts with extensive knowledge, invaluable insights, and engaging wit.
So welcome, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. We're so excited to be here today. This is it. We're doing it. We're here. Kishelle, why are we doing the podcast?
Oh my gosh. So the It Doesn't Work That Way podcast has been something that we've been thinking about for a while.
True.
We usually, when we come up with an idea, we really dissect it.
Mm-hmm.
We really think about it. We're very intentional entrepreneurs, intentional creatives.
Yes.
But in our 16-year tenure in producing and film producing, we're often approached with a lot of questions and a lot of
like, hey, I got this great script.
Yeah.
And what's our reply to that?
Our reply to that is wonderful.
And then,
okay, so what is it that you want to do with this great script?
And I don't know.
I think a lot of this podcast was inspired by our own experiences.
True.
Mm-hmm. Back in 2016, we had that great script.
We did.
And we went out to Los Angeles and we pitched that script.
Yes.
And we were excited. We was like, they're going to automatically understand our vision.
What?
And there's going to be no obstacles.
None.
It's going to be an automatic yes.
Yes.
We need funding. We want to get this off the ground. And that exceptional gentleman, mm-hmm. it didn't feel that way at the moment, but
right.
That gentleman was like, Zachary Sisters,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work that way.
Well, there you have it. So it doesn't work that way. And that is why we're on this podcast. To Kishelle's point, we do take a lot of time in our curation of things. We incubate it for a while. Like, what do we have to say? Why do we want to say it? And why now?
Yeah.
So this is the time. We do have some successes under our belt. Many successes. In fact, sometimes when you're in the midst of things, you don't really realize that. But it's the time is now for us to really dive into this this podcast. So like, Kishelle, what can people expect? Like, what are they going to get on their ride home or at whichever? What are they going to get?
They're going to get a lot of truth,
mm-hmm.
a lot of reality.
Yes, ma'am.
Best practices.
Facts.
And I think one of our superpowers as business owners,
yes.
sisters, and creatives is encouragement. This is not an easy industry to be in.
No.
So I'm very, very, very careful with feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody that has the courage to pursue a dream, the last thing they need is someone to doubt them.
Yeah.
Or discourage them.
Yeah.
Or make them feel bad.
Yeah.
You got to just start.
Yeah.
And in the starting process doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. It's going to be laid out. It's not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to discover who we are, discover our gifts, discover our talents, be very, you know, in a discovery path. And so I'm excited about this podcast because we got that encouragement that we're going to level set.
Yeah, like truly level set. And I think, you know, we grew up. You know, what year were you born, Kishelle?
I was born in 1979. That was matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody is very excited about the year they were born.
But for sure.
It's something so astronomical.
Everybody says that about their year, Kishelle.
That's true, but it's something about 1979. It's
okay.
Just something about it.
Okay.
It's that was just like the year that greatness just leaped up off the whole entire calendar.
So as you get to learn more about the Zachary Sisters,
yes.
that's what we're known for. around town. Matter of fact, that's what our business stands for. It's Watts Productions, but the acronym is Who Are the Zachary Sisters? Because we did get that a lot. Like, who are y'all? In good ways and bad ways. Like, who are y'all? And like, who are y'all? So anyway, you'll get that a lot. But Cashel is a music...
What was the year about? Why did you?
Well, I asked the year, but you went to the whole like this is the best like year ever. But I want you to really give them the through line of why you believe 1979. And I'm thinking, I thank God for that year. Thank you, friend. Thank you, Lord. But why is 1979 like the best year ever?
For me, it's so powerful. It's just, it feels like everything that was great came out of that year.
Okay, not emancipation of slavery, not the United States gaining the independence, but the year Cashel Zachary was. You better feel that way about yourself. Okay, go ahead.
I do.
I receive it.
And then one of the greatest albums of all time, Off the Wall, came out that year, and that album holds a lot of endearment to me.
Yeah,
I will never forget the first time my father played Off the Wall for me, and I just thought, oh my gosh, what has just happened to me?
What a memory.
Musically, you know? And so to go back and see that that album came out that year too, it was just like a lot of greatness was on.
It was in it. That's a good album. For those of you who don't know that album, check it out. Michael Jackson's 1979 Off the Wall. It is a classic. You can listen to it from beginning to end and not skip it. But as you guys go through these podcasts with us and you go on this journey with Cashel and I, you will see that Cashel will drop a lot of musical references. So just FYI on that. But then you were going back to what we were talking about. You were saying, hey, with encouragement, when people, you have this great idea, whatever industry it is in, we just happen to be in film and television. And there's a lot of great ideas in that industry. It's just magical.
So what about your year?
Oh, I was born in 1980. I can't give you nothing else than that. I can't tell you this was the year that the album.
You are enough.
I know. Thank you. Shout out to Mike and Nay.
Yeah, that year is blessed because
it
you
is.
Are,
and listen, 12/12/1980, me and the great Frank Sinatra share a birthday, so it was really, really great.
And you know, I love me some Franks.
There you go. So as you can see, like, as you listen to this, Cashel, you know, you may have to do a segment where you just drop an album and be like, "Yep, go on this musical journey and drop us a line." So when we talk about the encouragement, I think this is important to drive home, and the reason why we're doing this podcast. When we were writing notes for this, we just literally came up with this moment that we remember because we were born in 79, 80, so we grew up and on television was like the best show ever.
ever.
It's Martin Lawrence, The Martin Show, Fox, Thursday nights.
Side note, Thursday nights was everything in the 90s.
Everything.
I remember distinctively in high school, after that Thursday night, Friday morning in homeroom, everybody was like, yo, did you check out that episode of Martin? Mm-hmm. And we were just cracking up. It was just genius. So shout out to Martin Lawrence and the whole visionaries behind that show is something that is near and dear to me today.
To this day. Thank you for listening to It Doesn't Work That Way, the podcast, sponsored by Frame of Reference, the captivating new drama series from Watts Productions. Frame of Reference follows a young, highly competitive Black chief technology officer, Ethan Scott. Diagnosed with Parkinson's, Ethan becomes obsessed with trying to control the inevitable. You can stream season one of Frame of Reference on Tubi TV.
But when we were thinking about It Doesn't Work That Way, the podcast, we thought about the memorable episode, Hollywood Swinging, part one and two.
Yes.
With Mr. Varnell Hill.
Yes. Played by the very funny, great actor, Tommy Davidson from In Living Color. Just like, I wish I could have been on set that day, like, because I just know it was just like, and I heard he ad-libbed it. So, like, I heard that all of that wasn't in the script, that he ad-libbed it, which is what makes creative genius just brilliant.
Yeah.
But that episode is a classic.
I'm smiling now.
I'm smiling too right now because 1993, actor comedian Tommy Davidson created a hilarious, memorable character named Varnell Hill.
My goodness.
Varnell Hill, at this point in the show, had worked on the fictional radio station in Detroit, WZUP, where Martin was on as the lead DJ at the time. But Varnell had got a spot on, let's say, Johnny Carson, and he blew up. And he, it was just, Varnell had a lake, Varnell, Lakehead. He was playing with Larry Bird and Michael, with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. Like, he had became this
Lake Varnell,
the catfish. Are delicious.
Yes.
He had became this huge successful star, and mm-hmm. so Martin wanted to follow in his footsteps. And
but it's important to remember that Martin, in this episode, he becomes depressed that his career is stuck in one place.
Right. So to that point, you know, in our industry, specifically television and film, it takes a long time.
Correct.
Especially if you're doing it with values, integrity, and patience and respect. It just, if you're doing it the right way, going down that path is not simple. But Martin was depressed. He was like, man, Varnell blew up. Stan, who was the station manager at the time, had invited Varnell to open the
community
center, and Martin wanted to do it. And you could feel, if you haven't seen that episode,
you have to go watch
please go watch that episode.
But it was Miss Jerry.
Shout out to Miss Jerry.
Man, Miss Jerry was like, I love me some Varnell.
She did.
And Martin felt,
similar to like Arsenio Hall, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
And Martin felt some kind of way because the attention wasn't on him, because mm-hmm. he was still in the community mm-hmm. and the attention wasn't on him. But Varnell comes in mm-hmm. and Martin is desperate to be like Varnell Hill.
Yeah. So what do you do when you see somebody that's where you want to be? You go out and you be like, man, how'd you get there?
Yeah.
Like, I see you, you know, at the Emmys. I see you at the Oscars. I see you, you know, recording Grammy award winning songs. And what does Varnell do?
Varnell falsely invites Martin to Hollywood so Martin can appear, can appear on his show. But it turns out to be an empty promise.
Oh, y'all, this is what the podcast is going to explore. Listen, I want to save people some time.
That part.
I can't save you process, but I can save you time, because the process is just the same. But when he says, hey, are you going to be in Hollywood? And Martin happens to get tickets because their friend Cole Brown works at the airport. Now, this is how deep I know this show, because it is just a classic.
Yeah.
And so they all get, instead of going to Hawaii, they get jump on a plane and go to L.A. And that brings up part two of Hollywood Swinging.
Correct. I think what's important, though, that I don't want to miss, that Varnell Hill was somebody that Martin looked up to.
Yeah.
And he wanted someone to be real.
Right.
Wanted somebody to be right. honest and truthful.
Right.
And Varnell was insanely rich.
Yeah.
Was very popular.
Varnell was like over it. I think he was over Martin. He was over the whole thing.
He was tired of pretending.
Yeah.
And Martin discovers that Varnell was very charismatic but phony.
Yeah. And then it's the part where he's like, I'm going out to L.A. He gonna have me on a Varnell Hill show. But when he gets to, so here's the through line. When
yes.
Martin gets to L.A. and Varnell's like, I know he just didn't show up to L.A. And he did.
Because he
told
thought
him
that
to.
Was sincere.
Exactly. And so everybody, I mean, if you, some people are not born doubting, right? Oh. You know, they like, oh, you live in L.A.? You know, like, I'll be out there. He goes, and then he soon finds out as they are waiting to get on the show. Like, I think the show is like, it's just a classic. But the rerun from
What's Happening
was in the audience. And Varnell like really gave him It Doesn't Work That Way moment
mm-hmm.
where he was like, I've invited people to my home many, many times. How many times have they been there? None. So when you really think about it, the process of telling, whether you're at the position someone wants to be at, I feel like we owe it to each other to tell them to transfer that knowledge that may not be in a college book.
Right.
Right. It may not be in, it could be a knowledge of soft skills. It could be a knowledge of, you need to learn this technical thing, because if you have this down, then mm-hmm. no one can give you the wrong answer. Someone needs to say to them, it doesn't work that way.
Varnell could have easily made that point he could have easily said, Martin, I know you see my success. I know you see me, mm-hmm. you know, on this show. You hear
pulled
about
him
my
to
wealth.
The side. Like, let right. me talk to you for a minute. Go ahead.
What stopped Varnell from saying to Martin, hey, listen.
Ego.
Wow.
Ego. 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 Ego.
Varnell could have easily said.
If Varnell was in a bubble. Like, I'm here, I've made it. And we hear horror stories from, you know, our industry in the film and television world, where you hear horror stories about celebrities being super rude, super just disengaged. But, you know, we want to do better in this world. That's not all celebrities, that's some. Mm-hmm. But when you think about some other industries, you know, some people that I know that are not actually in the film and television industry, mm-hmm. and they're at the top of their industry.
Sure.
They seem to be open if they can tell that you're not wasting their time.
Yeah.
And I think one thing is important is that they do have, like, you can sign up for master classes. You can go hear those things. But sometimes conversations that you're not going to have on a curated master class is, it don't work that way. Mm-hmm. You need to do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. You need Correct. To partner with this person. So that's the point and the through line of the podcast. We're excited about what we're getting ready to do.
Can I make one more mention yes. before we wrap up? I think another thing that I want to, another plane that I want to land.
Girl, land that plane.
Okay. Is that Varnell Hill, he played on Martin's desperation. And sometimes I think we don't say, y'all, it's more of us than there are opportunities.
Yeah.
So slow down. Really mm-hmm. understand how things work mm-hmm. and really understand if it doesn't work that way. Well, Varnell, how does it work?
Girl, plane landed. Everybody buckle up. Kashelle has come in for a landing. That's what you can expect on It Doesn't Work That Way, the podcast by Watts Productions. Mm-hmm. We're very excited. We're going to have guests that are going to come in because me and Kashelle, we call ourselves forever learners.
Oh my God.
What we don't know, we don't know.
Every day. Can I give a key?
Can I please give a key? I love when she'll be dropping keys throughout this entire journey that you go with us. Go on and get that key.
Now I know.
I know nothing. There it is.
Every day I'm waking up to that realization and that fact.
Yeah.
So I'm a constant reader. Mm-hmm. I'm always listening to people more than I speak. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking at what is happening in the industry. Mm-hmm. I'm reading. I'm learning. I'm seeking it out.
Exactly.
If you really want to
exactly.
know the truth.
Because it's out there. Because we have Google. Like we have, when I say that we have Google, we have, what are you, somebody took me out to lunch and asked me some questions about the industry and it was a great conversation. At the end of it, I said, what are you willing to sacrifice to get to where you want to go?
Yeah.
And that means sometimes you can't do things that everybody else is doing because you have to be studying film, studying directors and et cetera. So you guys, we're excited to come to you on this journey.
Yes.
This has been a long way in the making. We're excited to be here.
I am.
I want to thank you all for listening to It Doesn't Work That Way. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. We are thrilled to be able to bring so many great guests to give our insight. And we want to hear from you. Please drop us feedback. We appreciate feedback.
We actually love it.
Yeah,
good, bad, or indifferent.
How are we going to get better,
I need it.
Y'all?
Man, you can't
Kashelle,
get it. Yes.
You can take the children and bounce them on your knees. Bounce them on your knees and sing a melody. The Varnell Hill. Ooh, did you miss me? All right, guys. We'll see you next time on It Doesn't Work That Way, the podcast. Bye.
Thanks.